Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, welcome to the Dream Team podcast with James Buckley. I'm James Buckley. You'll know me from The Inbetweeners. Our theme music is Glad All Over, which is the 1990 Crystal Palace FA Cup song, because I'm a Crystal Palace fan and I like football, hence why I'm doing this podcast. Hosting with me is a little man called Jalal Hartley, who you might know from the critically acclaimed Horrible Histories, award-winning Horrible Histories.
Yeah.
Holby City?
Yeah.
Is that won awards?
Might have done. I didn't know you'd been in The Inbetweeners.
Yeah, big time.
Were you?
Yeah.
Which episode?
All of them. I was a recurring character.
Were you?
Yeah. Have you ever seen The Inbetweeners?
I've seen half of one of the films. Whoa. Wait, is it, which one's The Hangover?
Yeah, I see what you're trying to do there. Yeah. Anyway, Jalal is in the soon-to-be cancelled Horrible Histories because all the good people have left. And you're not a football fan, are you, Jalal?
I'm not, I've got to be honest. I'm not a football fan.
This is going to be what I hope to be an education for you. That's basically the premise of this podcast. We're going to really talk about football at a real base level, entry-level football. Because there are loads of football podcasts with people like Ian Wright, and they know a lot about football and talk about football in great depths. But I want to get into the real nitty-gritty of football. So we'll be talking about Bovril and Pies and Watford.
Yeah.
Because you should be a Watford fan.
Well, I should be, because I grew up in St Albans, and I remember everybody's team was Watford. I mean, you took me to my first ever match.
Yes, we've Watford. Got that coming up. We went to see Watford v Palace. We've got other items like Buckley's £3 bet. Eh? I'm teasing people now.
Yeah, which is where you put a bet of how much?
£3. I do an accumulator each week, and I discuss it with somebody that knows something about football. We've got a pub quiz
I love pub quizzes.
Yeah. Well, you're very much involved in the pub quiz. We're going to hopefully have a guest on each week, and I'm going to put your football knowledge to the test against each guest.
In the football round?
Yes.
Is there a science and nature?
No, it's just going to be about football. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I like gardening. I'm into gardening. Did you know there is a variety of parsnip called Palace?
I didn't know that.
Well, there is.
Do you grow any?
I tried growing palace last year. It didn't work out. But two other varieties, Gladiator and Javelin, they did work out. So I'm only growing Javelin and Gladiator this year. If you are thinking of growing parsnips this year, it's too late. Actually, no, you can. You might be able to overwinter them. Don't know. Okay. The frost tends to impair their flavour a little bit. So that's what I'm into. What I'm not into is football.
Right. This is the beginning of your football education. We went out to your first ever football match.
First ever.
Watford v Palace. We made a little recording of it. Should we have a listen, see how you got on?
Yeah.
You have to go back to 1987 for the last time Watford won three in a row in the top flight. After victories against Swansea and Newcastle, it's a mark they can emulate today.
You know, for the listeners, there's some roadworks on the pavement, so we're having to walk in the rows.
We're just walking in the middle of the
road with beer, which is sort of what I used to do in Watford when I was young. That was more traumatic than I thought it was going to be, the turnstile. Like being born again. But this whole thing is a bit like being born, because it's like I've lived in my womb of sort of gardening and not really going out to stuff like this, and now suddenly are being pushed out into the world with noise and action and
This is where the butterflies start coming from. We're walking now out into the stands.
Here's Pap Suare. It's a good attacking full-back, and it's a good ball forward from him as well. Sacco, who's tangling with Nyom, he went down injured.
It's like being in the Middle Ages.
Do you want to just describe what just happened?
A man went on the floor, and then another man went... Oh, I don't know why he's on the floor.
So that's casual sort of just sexism then?
Sexism?
Yeah, she fell over.
Who said she fell over?
Or the crowd, that's what they start chanting. Because they're calling them a big girl for falling over.
All right. Okay, well, I can join in with that. Silly bitch. So just a little bit of excitement has happened in the... was it the interval, the intermission?
Half-time.
Half-time, yeah. I've got some Bovril coming, so that's going to... Yeah. Pep up the second half.
Got a couple of pies as well on their way.
I've got Bovril, you have a pie.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna have the pie.
Yeah.
God, it's hot. So what pie is it? Still yet to find out. So it's meat. It's just a bit of meat, a bit of gravy. Don't know what's going on with the football.
That was the first half of football that you'd ever seen, wasn't it?
Yeah. I liked the Bovril.
You did like that Bovril, didn't you?
Yeah.
You drank that. Nice. You drank it all.
Yeah. Just to clarify, other beef drinks are available.
Like what?
Consomme.
What's that?
It's like a thin, beefy soup.
Okay.
Watered down gravy. You could drink that.
Or just gravy.
Or just gravy.
Yeah.
And milk.
Depends where it's come from, though, I guess.
It is a bovine essence, isn't it?
You reckon?
Yeah.
What about milk from a cat?
Cat milk, I'm not so keen on.
No? What's the weirdest milk you've ever had?
Mouse milk, I wasn't keen on.
Is that true?
No, I never had mouse milk.
Oh, okay.
But, no, I know I'm a rice milk.
Why did I say, is that true?
Yeah. You haven't had mouse
milk? I'm disappointed.
It's very difficult to milk a mouse.
Yeah.
A very tiny stool.
Little tiny pail.
Yeah. Back to Watford.
Punch it. Now Zaha taking on Nyom, who's brought him down. Now, is that in or outside the penalty area? It's inside. Spot kick to Palace.
We've got a penalty. Is that a penalty? Who's taking it? Johan Gabaye steps up. Goal. All right. Runs over to the Palace fans in the corner there. Take it. I'll take it any day of the week. But I must say, it's probably... No, I don't think it is unfair. F*** you.
I sort of don't understand, because I don't actually care about football, but I just feel a sense of deflation at the moment, and I feel for everybody who's wearing yellow here.
Well, that's it. It sucked you in. So your team, your home team, you're from St Albans originally.
Yeah.
This is why we're here today. And it sucks you in. And now I can tell. You've completely changed.
I am.
Since that goal, like, I'm hardly getting a word out of you. You're really paying attention to what's going on.
I don't know if you will win me over.
Don't put that on my car.
Sorry. Man, I put a bottle cup on top of James's car and he went mental. Seriously, I've never seen anybody with such hatred in their eyes. That's not quite true. I have seen somebody else with as much hatred in their eyes.
Save that for the next show, shall we? Each week, I want you to give me a little report on Watford, and we'll make that a regular item.
Okay.
Might as well. I think. Can we get a jingle?
and talking about myself. Is that... Yeah, we'll use that. Yeah, that sounds nice. Yeah, we're going to have a little jingle for you. And that'll be a regular... It might as well be a regular item because that is as much thought as I've put into any of the other regular items.
Watfordians have 14 words for rice. There we go.
Okay.
Something which is how, growing up near there, that's how I learned to love rice as I was growing up, because that's what, basically, Watford is the rice capital of Hertfordshire.
I'm going to use this moment to crowbar some football into this podcast.
Yeah.
Coming up next is another possible regular feature called Buckley's £3 Bet. I like to try and guess what the results of every Premier League football match will be. I think I'm only going to do 5. I think it might get boring if I do 10. I'll start off doing 5. And I'll see what the response is to the listeners. If they want 10, which they probably will, I'll give it to them. But in the meantime, I'm going to give them 5. Obviously, discussing up-and-coming football fixtures with you is a bit of a non-starter. So I had a little help from Mark Bright. He came in and recorded something with him a couple of days ago, talking about my £3 bet, and this is it. So the Spurs-Liverpool is the early game.
Yeah.
I've gone with Liverpool. Klopp's going to be in charge and there's going to be a feel-good factor and the players will react to that.
I totally agree with you. I think the game's come at the wrong time for Spurs. Who wants to play a team the game after they've just sacked their manager? So I would go with that. There'll be a bit of euphoria around the game, high expectation from the fans, the manager will be waving and all that sort of thing. So totally agree with you.
So I'm right.
Good, good, better logo Liverpool have got. More colour.
You prefer red.
Logo. Yeah.
Is it a logo?
Badge.
Shield. Was it a badge?
Badge.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So you've gone with who? Liverpool's badge.
Liverpool, yeah. They've got a, what's that on the... Robin?
It's a cockerel.
Cockerel.
Okay.
Robin?
Chelsea Villa. I've gone for Chelsea at home. I've gone for them every week because I keep thinking... that this is going to end.
Everyone's gone away on international break, so Jose's had no time to work with his team. So he's going to come back. He's been under pressure. He's been charged by the FA. The team will respond, and I think it'll be a convincing result. I think maybe 3 or 4 nil.
Right. So I'm correct again. Who are you going with, Jenna?
Have they both got lions on their badge?
I think they have, you know. Yes, you're quite right there.
Well, I don't know.
Just
now.
Facing the other way.
Yeah.
Are you going on the which badge you like to choose who's going to win? Do you
yeah,
like?
I'm going for Villa. I think I like a yellow lion.
Get ready for this one. City Bournemouth. I've gone for a draw.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
I think City struggled against Palace. I think Bournemouth will just close up shop and really be up for it, really be up for City.
City at the Etihad, right?
Yes. Bournemouth are away, yes.
That's going to be difficult for them, because you saw what happened recently.
Yeah.
They had a lot of movement, a lot of good play. Yaya didn't even start. De Bruyne is scoring. Aguero's scoring. Sterling hasn't settled in yet. I can only see this being 4 or 5 to Man City. I think that's your worst call there.
Okay.
Just personally.
No, I can see that, but the odds were good.
Jalal, who are you going for?
Bournemouth, because they've got a football on their logo.
Bournemouth's logo is quite sort of European, I think. It's quite
newish, isn't
it? It's quite modern, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It reminds me of sort of like a German, obscure German team or some, or like a...
Hoffenheim
or
something.
Southampton, yeah. Leicester, I think...
good game.
I've put that as a draw.
Have you? A scoring draw?
I've just said draw.
Draw? Okay. I can understand why you said that.
But if there are goals in it, I think that still counts.
I'm going to go for 2-2.
Go on.
Okay. I'm going to go for a 0-0 draw.
Okay.
OK, West Brom, Sunderland. This one's, I think, is a bit tough.
This will be last on Match of the Day.
But I've gone for West Brom.
Have you?
Because they're at home, and I just think Sunderland, you know, the managerless and...
And no one seems to want that job.
No, yeah. Apparently Redknapp said no.
Yeah. Fancy being manager of Sunderland?
Yeah, what are the hours?
I was
24/7.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be one of the
£2 million a year.
It'll be.
It's what?
Yeah,
we get £2 million a year.
2 million
and a million to keep them up.
Your workload would be quite big for Sunderland.
What's that an hour then?
That'd be £60,000 a week.
But the hours are very long, aren't they?
Well, you say that. The reward's great.
I think I'm going to leave it.
Okay. Should we rule yourself out?
Can I have 24 hours to think about
okay.
it?
I like that.
You don't want to officially rule yourself out. So we recorded that a few days ago before Big Sam got the Sunderland job. I was under the impression that he'd actually said no to it already. Are you...
Me?
No, Sam Allardyce. Are you disappointed to be overlooked? Did you apply?
A little bit.
Or was you waiting to be...
I was still doing my CV.
Okay.
Putting that together.
Well, I wouldn't bother now, because the job's gone to Sam Allardyce. Are you going to wait now for another job vacancy?
Yeah.
That is what we should do. We're going to... Next time someone gets sacked, I think we're going to send in a CV. Your CV to try and get the job. Maybe we can get an interview and we can record you going into an interview or something.
Yes.
That would be well interesting. That would be genuinely interesting to find out what the interview process is to get a managing
job. We should do that.
Tell you what, we have quite a good guest in next week. Do you want to know who he is?
Is it Steve Davis?
No. Oh, bless you. You're really close then. Steve Parrish.
Oh, it was a Steve?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. Do you know who he is?
Yeah.
Go on.
He was a soccer contestant.
No.
No.
He is one of the co-owners of Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace, yes.
You was just about to say, that was your next answer, wasn't it? He's sort of like the face of this sort of holy trinity, I like to call them, of owners of Crystal Palace. So basically next week is going to be one of the most sycophantic pieces of broadcasting anyone's ever heard. I might bring some ciders in. I brought donuts in today.
Next week. Brought them in?
Yeah, I brought them in, yeah.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Ciders next week. I'm going to bring some ciders in.
Yeah.
So if Balmers are listening and want to send me some free cider...
Yeah.
You can look up my management on Google. Jalal, do you want to get anything for free?
I quite like Bovril.
I think that's pretty obvious how much you like Bovril now. Have you had any Bovril since the football?
I haven't.
I'll bring you some Bovril in next week.
Oh, well, hopefully you won't need to. Well, there'll be Bovril already here.
Yeah, if the lovely people of Bovril want us...
Sponsored by Bovril.
How much to sponsor this podcast? How much do you want?
There isn't enough Bovril in the world.
No, we've got our integrity, haven't we?
Yeah.
Thanks.
But you could try. Try giving me Bovril.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you all. Won't see you. We'll hear you next week, same time. Well, how do I sign off?
We'll have a notion that they exist.
Okay. Well, hopefully you'll listen to us again next week. That's basically what I want to say. Yeah. What's wrong with saying that? Why can't I just be honest? I assume you put a bet on who's going to come first, second, and third at the
X Factor
Chelsea Flower Show.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Favorite gardener?
I'm a fan of Toby Buckland.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got a down to earth enthusiasm for the natural world. Monty Don, I don't know. I like Monty, but he's
cynical.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.